Your Grace, can I start by asking you what do you think of some that you have?
That he can reply. Just to preach this cult, Krishna consciousness. I was expected since a long time, so I could not come here due to my other engagements. Every country is all right. I don't find any fault. But only difficulty is that all over the world the civilization is being misdirected. They are not taking importance of the right thing. Just like we are in this body. Now, when the body is dead, we cry that my father is gone, yeah, my son is gone. But if I reply that your father is lying on the bed, why are you crying that my father, your father has gone? What will be the reply? The father whom the son has seen since his birth, that body and the coat and pant, so that coat, pant and body is there on the bed. Why the son is crying, my father has gone away? What is the reply? What should be the reply? Now, I want, what is your reply?
My reply would be that he hasn't gone, that he's gone to God.
He has not seen his father. That is my reply. Now, the person whom he accepted as his father is lying there on the bed.
Yes.
And now he's crying that my father is gone. That means he has not seen his father. So this is going on. The whole world movement is on the basic principle of that living force which makes the body so important. Either a politician or a philosopher or a scientist, so long the living force is there, the body is important. And as soon as the living force is gone, then it is simply a lump of matter. So we are taking care of this lump of matter, not of the living force. This is the mistake of the whole civilization. We do not know what is that living force. There is no scientist, there is no philosopher, nothing of the sort. Simply as child we cry, oh, my father has gone away. Why did you not see who is your father or who is your son? Where is that education? Where is that enlightenment? Where is that university? Therefore I say the whole civilization is going misdirect. They do not know what is the important factor in civilization.
If I ask you to give the people who will read my article a message,
this is my message, that the whole civilization is misdirected, giving importance on the body, but the living force within the body, he does not know anything about.
What message would you give to people in terms of helping people perhaps live better lives?
Yes, but if the basic principle is wrong, then all their plans for becoming happy is also wrong. So he does not know what is the important factor. So when he comes to know that he is not this body, his spirit soul, he studies what is the nature of the spirit soul, what is the necessity of the spirit soul, then he becomes happy. If he is under misconception, suppose I take you, Mr. Singer as the court, and I take care of the court and not of you person, then is that very good proposal? So that is going on. They are taking care of the shirt and coat, not the person who is putting on the shirt and coat. This is the mistake of the modern civilization. And the Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to correct it. Not theoretically, but by scientifically, by philosophically, economically, religiously, everything. Therefore we have got so many books. We are trying to distribute and enlighten people.
Yes.
This is all. Then people will be happy. Unless one who knows what I am and what is my business, what is my aim of life, then how he can be happy? Just like a dog is jumping here and there, but he does not know what is the aim of life. So if you do not come to the spiritual platform, that we remain animals like cats and dogs. Now, what is the civilization of cats and dogs? If you keep the dogs as dog, and if you ask some of them to come together and make a peace formula, is it possible the dogs will be able to make any peace formula? Because they are dogs, they have gone barking, that's all. So we are attempting so many peace formula, but we are keeping the consciousness on the body, exactly like the dog. Therefore there is no peace. There cannot be any peace. First of all, you must come to the real platform, the living force. What is the spirit soul? What is the necessity? What is the aim? That we do not know.
Your Grace, a great many of South Africa's church leaders, of some of the big churches, are fearful that South Africa is going to find itself in a situation of violence. What message would you give this country in terms of avoiding any violence?
No, I'm going to every country, because everywhere the same mistake is going on. Bodily concept of life. So I am trying to bring them to the real life and then make that plan, they will get. It is not for South Africa, but any Africa or any country, South America, South India, or anywhere. The problem is the same. Everywhere the same conception, I am South African, I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. So all these things are on the bodily concept of life. Nobody says, no, I am not this body. I am different from body. Nobody says. We are simply preaching that you are not this body. You are different from me. That is our unique situation. Perhaps throughout the whole world, we are trying to preach that you are not this body. You are different from body. We have not manufactured this idea. This is the instruction in Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita, the first teaching is Dehinasmin Yathadehe Kaumara Jovanang Jara Tatha Dehantara Prati Dhira Satyanami. This is the first instruction. Just like in the body of a child, the spirit soul is there. Therefore, the child is becoming a boy, and the boy is becoming a young man. Young man is becoming old man. Then what is the next? Then the old man must have a next body. This is very simple logic. But I am the same. I was also a baby, I was a boy, I remember. But the body is no longer existing. I am existing, I know that I had such and such body. So therefore the conclusion is that after annihilation of this body, I will exist in another body. Tathādiyahāntara-prāpti. So who knows this science? And there are 8,400,000 forms of body. What kind of or what form of body I am going to get next, Where is that science? So we are teaching by Krishna consciousness movement all these things. Not only theoretically, but with scientific knowledge, philosophy, everything. You can see our, we have got about 50 books of 400, 500 pages each. We are teaching only about Krishna consciousness.
Your Grace, what stops so many people from becoming Krishna devotees?
Join this, our center. You come here, you will become Krishna devotee. Just like these boys, they are not imported from India. They are European, American and South African. You are South African?
British.
British. And we South African.
Eight South Africans.
So, we welcome everyone. African, South African, North African.
What stops so many millions of people from doing that?
Well, knowledge means it is meant for few men. If you want men without any university degree, you'll get many thousands. But as soon as say we want graduate, it will be minimized. And as soon as you say postgraduate, it will still minimize. So it, as soon as there is question of knowledge, then number of people will be diminished. So we cannot expect mass of people. But if there are good persons, exemplified person, vivid example, that will help the whole society. There is ideal class. They know everything.
When you're going to be delivering two addresses next week at one of our biggest universities.
That he knows.
Yes, Monday and Wednesday. It'd be nice if you mentioned that in your article.
I will. But I want to know, what will you tell people?
These things in different way. They come to your pure knowledge and make your plan, then you'll be happy. And if your basic principle is wrong, then whatever plan you make, it will be useless.
Yes. But the thing that worries me is that how do people begin to understand that their basic principle might be wrong?
Just one goes to school and gradually he understands what is one, what is two, what is three, what is 2 + 2 equal to 4, or 2 + It is a question of learning, education.
Yes, this doesn't affect the ordinary man in the street, Your Grace.
Eh?
This doesn't affect the masses.
Masses?
The mass of people. He says it doesn't affect them.
Mass of people will follow. Acharati is Krishna, just like everyone in politics. There is one leader and people follow him.
Yes.
So we want first-class leader. Then mass will follow. If the leaders are rascals and fools, then what will be the result? If the leader is blind, how he can help other blind men? He must open eyes. Then he can lead thousands of blind men. Come here. And if he is himself blind, then what? How he can help? That is one thing. One blind man, one open eyes man, is sufficient to lead many thousands of blind men. But if the leaders are also blind, then it is useless. He must be in perfect knowledge. That is what. We do not expect a mass of people will understand this philosophy. It is not possible. But at least the leaders, they must know how to lead people. The father, the teacher, the government, like that. Then people will follow.
My last question. Would you be meeting other spiritual leaders in South Africa?
I do not know who is that spiritual leader. Nobody.
We haven't found any really prominent personalities. Probably.
But one spiritual leader is there, Swami Sahajananda.
Yes, the Divine Life Society in Durban.
Mm.
The head of that. He wrote one letter praising Prabhupada's work, that he is rightfully representing the Vedic literature.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks. You have taken lunch?
Yes.
So it is very important moment, try to study, understand, and it is the duty of the pressman, journalist, to propagate. They must know the first science of the living force within the body. Mm. That is the most important one.
I just feel that in a way I have enough to write, and I have enough to, I believe in giving a little message in something in most things that I write. I try not to make them negative. And at least I can present people with what they have and what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But I feel that within myself, and this concerns myself, that I haven't spoken to you enough, and I haven't heard you enough, and that I have...
No, you can ask me more other questions, I can reply. There is no...
You have any questions?
Well, I can't say now, and I feel too that I'm imposing, because I know that His Grace wants to...
Okay, what you could do is write one article introducing, and then come to the Monday and Wednesday night programs and write another article.
Yes.
Because
I'll
this is the greatest...
I'll try to appear, this one to appear on Monday. I'll give it to
Monday. Oh yes, that would be very nice. It would be acted in advertising also.
Fine.
Very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your Grace, thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.